schedule. You've got Rushville in there as well. So the Farmers trying to take care of business against the Lincoln Trail Conference here in the first 2 weeks. We're going to take a quick timeout here in the pregame show, brought to you by Nerds on Call in Farmington, 245-4357. Back in 60 seconds here on CD Country 107.9.
Prairie Radio Communications is pleased to present the following sports presentation on WCDD 107.9 FM. It's the Prairie Land Conference Football Game of the Week. Check out website streaming at cdcountry1079.com. Your broadcast sponsors include Farm King, Tim Knighty Trucking, Haynes Physical Therapy, MidAmerica National Bank, Spooniver Animal Clinic, Art Hustler, Auto Plaza, Perkins Seed House, GM Mechanical, Wyrock Florist, State Farm Insurance, Agent Tom Conklin, Fulton FS, and the Hy-Vee Food Store. Next, play-by-play of today's feature Prairie Land Conference football game on WCDD 107.9 FM with Dakota Horn.
Welcome back, everybody, here in Farmington, just moments away from the national anthem presented by the Golden Wave Marching Band here in Farmington. So we'll be stepping aside in just a second. Once again, this is a pregame show brought to you by Nerds on Call in Farmington, 245-4357. John Asplund, Dakota Horn, we're going to take a step aside for 2 minutes to enjoy the national anthem. Back right after this on WCDD.
This sports broadcast is brought to you in part by Farm King, the family store with more for back-to-school clothing and accessories. Farm King has an excellent selection of boys and girls jeans from Lee Denim to Levi's, or choose from basic and casual pants. Farm King back-to-school clothing for kids includes shorts, tees, dresses, accessories, and pants, plus shoes from Skechers, Doc Martens, Red Wings, and Durango. Find your back-to-school clothing and more at Farm King in Monmouth, Galesburg, Canton, Burlington, Kewaunee, and Macomb. Farm King, your family store with more.
Visit your Hy-Vee store on North Main in Canton for all your one-stop grocery needs. Hy-Vee is employee-owned and open 24 hours a day for your convenience. Stop in for a hot lunch or dinner served fresh from the kitchen. Order a cake, pick up fresh seafood or USDA cut beef, or send flowers anywhere in the world from the floral department. You can also transfer all your prescriptions to their new pharmacy. Give them a call today at 647-0712 for all your needs, or stop in at 825 North Main in Canton.
Call Tim Neidick Trucking and Excavating in Astoria for all your trucking and excavation needs. 329-1332 or 224-0776. They do rock hauling, grade work, and foundations, along with trucking. Tim Neidick Trucking and Excavating is a fully insured company and offers free estimates. They haul, they do it all. Give them a call. 329-1332 or 224-0776. Tim Neidick Trucking and Excavating.
Welcome back, everybody, here in Farmington, Prairie Land Conference action, week one. I'm glad that you're alongside us to start the season, and make sure you tune in around 7 o'clock every Friday night for the next 9 weeks and maybe even longer to see how many Prairie Land Conference teams can move into the postseason this year. For the Farmington Farmers, if you followed them any last year, their starting quarterback is back. Stephen Gilstrap, a speedy, shifty young man, very quick, and week nine last late year, John, we were at that game, and all of a sudden, he had a cannon. See if he can turn that into another great season.
Yeah, if memory serves, I believe at halftime of last year's Week 9 here against Rushville, he had 200 yards throwing and 200 yards rushing.
Crazy.
I'm sure Coach Ballas would love to have that again tonight.
Talking to Coach Ballas before the game, asked him, how's everything looking? Is everybody healthy? He said, other than John Turney, everything's going to be okay. I'm the lineman that is out for tonight's game, but everyone else is healthy. That's something that's crucial for the Farmers, that over the last 3 or 4 years, they've had injuries that have plagued them. You know, Max Blani missing time, Gilstrap missing time as well. So injuries have been a problem. Hopefully they can keep that throughout the year. In terms of weather, a beautiful night to start everything off compared to last year. Lightning and rain, and we were watching the weather all day. It looked like there was a threat of a storm, but it's going to be holding off. The field looks great, ready to rock and roll. And also, the Farmington farmers donning their new uniforms that look pretty darn sharp.
I think the kids are pretty fired up to be able to don the new uniforms here tonight and try them out and hopefully get a win for them, for the Titans. I'm sure they're going to have something to say about that, though.
Pre-game show brought to you by Nerds on Call in Farmington, 245-4357. We're on-site computer service for your home or business, 245-4357. John Asplund, Dakota Hoare. Don Tharp back in the studio. About 5 minutes away till kickoff here in Farmington. Well, if you look at keys to the game here, which are all of our keys to the game, brought to you by State Farm agent Chuck Taylor in Canton. Mutual funds, life and health insurance. Call Chuck at 647-8544. Real quickly, for me, Anawan Weathersfield, just like they did last year, and one thing that keyed some of their successes last year is getting out to an early lead. When you're on the road, the Farmington Farmers only get four opportunities at home, and they want to make them stick. So if you can come out and silence a pretty good crowd that they have here in purple and gold, that's my key for Anawan Weathersfield, to get out and get out early.
Yeah, I think that's a really good insight there, Dakota, that they want to take this large Farmington partial crowd out of this game quickly. And, you know, as for Farmington, I think the key to them, considering last year, is to keep the turnovers down to a minimum. If Farmington doesn't turn the ball over three or four times in that game in pretty quick succession, they may have seen a different outcome.
About 4 minutes away from kickoff here in Farmington. I'll describe those Farmington uniforms for you. They're the same purple and gold helmet as the, I guess you call it, the pitchfork, right down the middle. Very sharp-looking purple numbers. And if you can't really appreciate them until you get right up next to them. A very textured uniform, a lot of fun, visually appealing, I guess is the best way to describe them. And you pegged it, John. The kids just feel professional when they're out there. They just feel like they're in the big league, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, I think the student athletes here at Farmington really felt like this was something to really be excited about. Obviously, the game in and of itself would be enough, but I think just, you know, donning the new uniforms was obviously a big sense of pride for a lot of these young men.
And that's going to do it for our pregame show brought to you by Nerds on Call in Farmington, 245-4357. We're going to be back with your starting lineups. Get you a couple more keys to the game, and then kickoff, which is about 3.5 minutes away. We're going to take a 60-second timeout back here on 107.9 WCDD right after this.
Are you dealing with pain, weakness, recovering from surgery, or just can't do the things you'd like to be able to do? Hi, I'm Adam Haynes, owner and operator of Haynes Physical Therapy in Canton. The solution to your problem may not be far away. At my clinic, you'll get a fresh perspective, professional courtesy, and compassionate service. Call today at 357-5470. Check us out on Facebook or on our website at HaynesPhysicalTherapy.com. Your best chance for recovery may begin right here. Haynes Physical Therapy. Build on a solid foundation.
There's a difference between field experts and experts in the field. At Fulton FS, we're experts in the field. Our crop specialists are driven to maximize every acre and bring the latest agronomic technologies and innovations to your farm. Whether recommending the appropriate hybrid or variety, nutrient management for optimal growth, and advice on disease and pest management, our crop specialists are always focused on pointing your operations forward. So the only thing you'll be asking Fulton FS is, what's next? Fulton FS in Lewistown and Ipava, bringing you what's next.
Welcome back, everybody, here in Farmington. Dakota Hoare alongside John Asplund. Don Tharp back in the studio. Megan Tharp as well. 2.5 minutes away from kickoff. The Titans coming in to tonight's game. They were able to defeat the Farmers last year. The Farmers 5-4. Just thinking about those few games that they had those opportunities. And then a big game next week for the Farmers going to Mercer County. We'll keep you updated on that game in Elmwood tonight. Thanks to all of our in-game wreath sponsors, Nerds on Call, Bee Design Salon, State Farm agent Chuck Taylor, Country Financial Ray Rickenoff, Edward Jones, Dave May, Graham Health System, CJ's Hair and Nail Salon, Brown Automotive in Peoria, Monocle's Pizza, Fairview Quick Stop, and Advanced Rehab and Sports Medicine. Farmington Farmers coming out in a new look this year as well. A little
smoke machine.
Smoke machine down there on the track. Walking out through the tunnel of JFL players, that's something that the Farmers should be proud of, the build that they've created in their JFL program. Always excited to come to Friday nights here in Farmington. as they run through the banner for Cajun Titans and the Anawan Weathersfield Titans. Actually, if you look at their size of the roster over there, very small for this co-op in their white uniforms, blue numbers, blue helmets. Last year, in terms of roster size, probably matched up evenly. Farmers had a little bit more than the Titans did. And Titans usually probably, what, 1A, 2A?
Yeah, they would hover around that 1 and 2A.
Real quickly, I'll get you the officials for tonight's ball game. Referee Kim Freetag, umpire Mike Rodick, linesman Reagan Jones, line judge Mark Rodetter, and back judge Dave Hasley. I guess you would classify the uniforms for the Farmers all purple, and the numbers are more of a neon yellow, I guess is the best.
Well, there's a gray on the numbers with a neon yellow outline to them, and they have that yellow belt that kind of sticks out. I know the jerseys are expected to be tucked in. They're very form-fitting, it appears. And it looks like they stick right to the shoulder pads. There's not a lot for the opposition to hang on to.
Big thank you to Bee Design Salon on the square at 70 North Main in Canton. Call 649-6004 for your appointment today. So once again, John and I already talked about keys to the game. Make sure that the Farmers get out to a big start. Anawan Weathersfield trying to do the same thing. And turnover is going to be a key. Weather is not going to be a factor tonight. Very little wind. Cloudy skies, but the rain's going to hold off. And no lightning. That's going to all of these fans breathe a sigh of relief as to a late night in week one a year ago. 12 minutes is up on the clock here in Farmington. The Farmers will kick off from the south to the north. And if you are in the press box or the home team side, that is from your right to your left. And the Titans will be returning from left to right on your radio dial.
A big challenge for us right now, Dakota, is to get used to all the numbers and not to have to look at everybody's number 100 times and try to figure out who made a tackle or who gained 5 yards. So
well, one thing that's key for me is number 22. I called that name many, many times last year. Judd Anderson will be donning that number instead of Max Lanya. A little dribble kick that was free at the 45, and I believe a Titan fell on it. Actually, at around the 43-yard line, that's where they'll take over.
Sure, heart stopped there on the east sideline there for a minute there, Dakota. That ball almost ended up in a Farmer's hand.
But the Titans will show off their offense for the first time this year in a regular season game. Both teams trying to get that win in the column to start the season. A 9-game season goes by really quickly. And like the Farmers did last year, getting in an 0-2 hole, it's hard to dig out of that.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to start out that way. And they have two very tough opponents to start the season.
Two wide each side, one in the backfield. Out of the shotgun, the Titans will snap the ball. Going to be a fake, then a run right up the gut, then wrapped up on a short gain of about 2 to 3 yards. And Tanner Litton will be your quarterback for tonight's ballgame.
Remember last year, Tanner Litton was the quarterback as a junior. He's a good-sized young man. He lists here at 6'2", 190. He's able to bowl his way forward when it didn't look like he was going to get any yards and got three. Credit him with a good individual effort there.
So right out of the bat, they have two wide each side and one in the backfield, and it was more of a deception play to read this Farmers defense to pick up 3 to 4 yards. A little different formation this time. They got two up top, one beside him out of the shotgun, and one very wide towards us here in the booth. Again, out of the shotgun, he's going to follow with him. This time he does take it himself, I believe.
That was the tailback.
Tailback does take it and pops out of the bottom of the pile, and that is number 8, Bryce Bumphrey.
That was a very good fake on the part of Litton and Bumphrey. You could not tell who had the ball. But at the last moment, the handoff was made. Bumphrey was able to cut it back inside and got really good yards for the Titans.
And that was actually Jackson Hintz on the carry number 9.
Oh, that looks like an 8 to me, too.
Just like that, another first down for the Titans. Hintz gets the carry. Again, learning numbers, and it's shaking off the basketball and baseball, you know, broadcasting style. This one's a take right up the middle and runs into heavy traffic, but after he picks up 7 yards in our first flag of the season.
That may be spearing on part of the Farmers. I'm not sure, but I can see where that might have been the call.
Litton just takes it right up the gut with no fake handoff or anything. He had a good read and a good separation. Farmers are already taking their steps back, and it should be a personal foul. It is on the Farmers.
Well, much like the end of last year's game, Dakota, the beginning of this year's game is featuring a lot of just running straight up the middle for Anawan Weathersfield. I think they remember last year just fine and thought, you know what, if it ain't fixed, it's broke, don't fix it. They're going to just keep running up the middle until Farmington can prove they can stop it.
So first and 10 for A&W on the 16-yard line in the red zone, knocking at the door at first point with only 10:30 left in the first quarter. And a run that goes to the right side and wrapped up in the backfield. And that was number 25, Evan Marion, I believe.
That is Evan Marion, sophomore linebacker. Farmington has a new defensive alignment, it looks like, this year. It looks like they're going with three defensive linemen. What I would count as five linebackers, three defensive backs. Now, maybe they'd call it something different, but that's what it looks like.
Every coach has a different name for
something. Yeah, sure.
Second and 11 coming up for the Titans. Two up top, two on the bottom, and again, one beside him out of the shotgun. A little motion before the snap, and it's going to be a little pitch pass to the left side and a quick screen that gets probably around five, but that looked like that running back jittered a little.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Dakota. They got away with one there, and they've got it all the way down to about 1 yard to go before the first down, so that's a big no-call in the official's part right there.
Third and one coming up here for the Titans. The ball is sitting on the seventh, so they still have an opportunity to get a first down before they get into the end zone. Stacked up behind them, two running backs. Going to be the first man through. Should be enough for the first down.
Right side of the line really got a good surge. Yeah, I believe Vince probably got 2 or 3 yards on that carry.
So, John, just like that, it's a pretty simple dose of, here it is, we're going to run our hatch out of it in the one pass.
Yeah, and that pass was really more of just a, like the West Coast offense you hear about in the pros. That was just a long, you know, handoff, basically.
9:10 left here in the first quarter. Nothing. Your score in Farmington. The Anawan Weathersfield Titans. And this time they catch the motion. Looks like on the right side. Goal 67-75. A little bit of motion. That'd be John Walker and Avery Stevenson.
Yeah, that one would have been hard to miss.
It's always easier to see when the big boy is moving.
Sure is. A lot of jersey moving there.
So that'll march them back to still first and goal at the 9-yard line. And the clock rolls under 9 minutes here in the first quarter. Nothing is your score. This time, A&W sends two up top, two on the bottom. Out of shotgun again. Nothing too fancy. They've had about two formations this entire game so far. It's going to be a pitch on the right, left side, pardon me, and I don't think anybody touched them. Touchdown for the Titans. And they're up 6-0.
That was Jack Lindbaum, a senior wide receiver, who came in motion from the right to the left. You're exactly right, Dakota. It was a straight handoff, and they sealed the edge for him, and it was all she wrote for there. He was not touched as he went into the end zone.
So at 8:41, the Titans strike first, making it 6-0. Point afters plagued the Farmers last year. I think they have a solution for it this year. Anawan Weathersfield will try for their point after here. The hold is good. The kick is up. Not the height.
Wow.
And it is good.
They have a kicker.
They do. 7-0. Titans on top with 8:41 left here in the first quarter. We'll be back in 60 seconds here on 107.9 WCDD right after this.
Mums is the word this fall at Y Rock Florist in Lewistown. Don't miss their beautiful selection of fall plantings for your home or business. Choose from a variety of perennials, mums, fall daisies, and new pots in fall colors. And Y Rocks is your stop for birdseed and high-quality dog food and treats. Y Rock Florist is a full-service florist and greenhouse. Just call 547-2243 for the best selection and the best service in the area. Make Y Rock Florist your destination on the Spoon River Drive this year as well. Y Rock Florist in Lewistown, growing to serve you.
When you buy a vehicle, you want it all, right? Great deals and excellent service. Then go to Art Hosler Auto Plaza in Canton today. Hosler's offers the largest selection of new and pre-owned vehicles in the area. The professional and friendly sales and service staff will make sure you get it all when you purchase your vehicle at Hosler's. Customer satisfaction is number one, and they won't be undersold. Don't settle for less. Get it all. Visit Art Hostler Auto Plaza, 2000 North Main in Canton today.
Welcome back, everybody, here in Farmington. Well, the Farmers already have a deficit to start the season. One drive by the Titans, they're up 7-0. A 3-minute, 19-second drive for 57 yards and 8 plays makes it 7-0. Finish up on an inch 9-yard run.
Really nothing fancy, Dakota. They had basically almost all of them, other than the touchdown, were straight-up runs other than that one screen, too. But, yeah, nothing fancy at all.
Kickoff by the Titans, bounces to the last man through it around the 20-yard line. Cuts it back and takes it to around the 30-yard line, and that's where the Farmers will take over offensively. And you look at it, John, the longest yardage gain by the Titans was on a Farmers personal foul. Otherwise, it was just short dink-and-dunk run for 8-9 yards.
Yeah, absolutely. That was that personal foul penalty was not helping the Farmers, for sure.
They will take over with 8:35 in the first quarter, down by one score. And if you recall, last year, they were down by 3 scores and roared back and made it an interesting third quarter. Gilstrap steps back and unloads into traffic. One purple jersey to 4 white jerseys. He's lucky that one fell to the turf.
Yeah, that was intended for Eric Higgs in the slot. He ran a skinny post. Recall, he was running right down the middle of the field. Titan got his hand on it. But if that had been completed, it looked like Higgs had some room.
It was on the far hash. And he had a good look, like you said, John, but a few too many white jerseys in the area. Out of the shotgun again. Man beside him to his left. Drops back. Yes, Stein has one right on top of him, and he can't shed. The defender had nowhere to go, and that was Brett Meyer who just ate him up.
I'm not sure he was blocked on that. I mean, unless it was a linebacker, he must have blitzed or something because he was untouched. There was no way Steven Gilstrap was going to get rid of that.
So an incomplete pass and an 8-yard loss for Gilstrap. Not the way that they wanted to start the season. Again, out of the shotgun. He's going to look downfield. This time he has time. Pulls back. He's going to take it to the right side. He's got some room. He's got running tackle to beat, and he could not do it. Taken down around the 35-yard line. So that'll bring up 4th and around 6.
He was tackled by Tanner Litton, his quarterback counterpart, who really made a nice open field tackle there, because if he had not made that tackle, it looked like Gilstrap had a first down.
So now you see the paint, or punt unit, head on out. Punter for the Farmers, but Gavin Garcia is back.
I don't believe he punted last year, so this will be interesting.
A new season and new position. Getting personnel off.
I think that's an illegal formation. Yeah, somebody run onto the field and then run off the field. Illegal substitution.
And you could kind of feel that one was a little off when looks like number 15, Kyle Welker, was heading off.
Those are first game penalties that, unfortunately, for both teams, happen a lot of the time.
You can't simulate those things in practice. You can try, but it just doesn't translate. Snap is high. Garcia wrangles it in, and his punt is high, but it's not going to go very far. But it could run into, looks, takes a Farmer bounce to around the 34-yard line. That thing landed at around the 50.
Garcia will tell it differently later, Dakota, if no one was watching out there. That took about at least a 10-yard friendly bounce to Farmington.
Farmers get 4 plays, a penalty, and they punt, burning about a minute and a half to no avail. And now, starting with similar field position are the Titans on the left side of your radio dial. Will be sitting at around the 34-yard line. They started at the 43 on their last possession.
Well, and for those that are sitting at home not watching this game, the size difference is very noticeable. Anaheim Weathersfield Titans, I have a bunch of large linemen out there, and I would be doing the same thing they're doing, just going man on man and just saying, we can push you farther than you can come through. I would expect more of the same on this drive.
And just like that, John, Anawan Weathersfield has substitution issues, and they're going to have to take a timeout because 74 wanted to come in. They had 12 individuals, but they didn't get to the huddle, so it wasn't going to be a problem. but the coach didn't like what he was seeing. So we're going to take a timeout as well. Back in 30 seconds here on 107.9 WCDD.
Buying a furnace or an air conditioner can be tough. After all, you can't exactly take a look under the hood.
For reliable heating and cooling, ask your Lennox dealer about Lennox products with a good housekeeping seal of approval.
Call GE Mechanical, 647-5700.
Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
This is Steve from GE Mechanical, your authorized Lennox dealer.
Lennox, a better place.
Welcome back, everybody, here in Farmington. Settling out the clock issues. Back to 6:57 before they start this drive. And like I said, John, it was a swarm of big linemen coming on, and you see the quarterback, Litton, said, no, we've got who we need.
Well, and credit Litton for doing that. You know, a senior quarterback has the awareness to be able to tell this is not looking right away and had the presence of mind to alert the coach, and they called timeout.
Out of the shotgun, man to his right. Or, pardon me, his left. Litton's going to take it himself. Hit the line, but he somehow gets one or two yards after he was wrapped up in the backfield.
Yeah, that was going to be a loss of one or two, and he ended up making a gain of two.
Like 3 yard gain there, bring up second and seven. For the Titans. This is a big down for the Farmers. Only one third down that they faced on the last drive, and they were able to convert because it was only a third and one.
Yeah, they need to keep this a lot farther away than that.
Going to roll this way. He's got a man on him. He's going to throw it downfield, and he had the intended receiver, but guess what? He threw it behind him, had him turned around. If he throws it online, that's a touchdown.
That was a very well-conceived play because if I'm Farmington's defense, I'm selling out for the run, too. And they made it look like a run, and that receiver was open. That was number 16, Ian Worth. But the quarterback threw it behind him a little bit and he wasn't able to make the grab.
So that'll bring up third and seven, like we were talking about. Now this is a long third down for the Titans, and you'll be interested to see what Brandon Johnson is drawing up from the coach's table across the way. Come to the line. They've got one wide receiver out here, one in the slot, two up top, and the same formation, one to his left, out of the shotgun. Litton trying to draw people offside, trying to point out some motion. He's going to drop back. He's going to look to his right. He's got a receiver and threw it over his head. He almost had Jack Lindbaum, but missed him by about a foot.
Well, and if Jack Lindbaum had made that catch, he would have met Eric Higgs very quickly, who was about ready to greet him. So I'm not sure that was in the young man's best interest to catch that ball.
So now the Farmers force a fourth down, and the punt unit comes out for the Titans. They will be punting from around the 25-yard line once he catches it. The snap will come from the 36, fourth and seven, in their own territory. Snap is good. It's blocked! And the Farmers have it at the 25 where it went down. There you go. That's what the Farmers needed to get back. I don't know who got their hands on it.
I have no idea. There were about three Farmers in there ready to block it.
Jake Settles was in on the action as well. I saw him jump out of the pile.
Kevin Garcia's given a lot of fives there. Maybe he was responsible. I don't know.
But it was blue. It was about three purple jerseys that were right on top of the ball, and the Farmers have it in Titans territory at the 25. So they respond on a four and out and give the Titans a four and out. 6:02. Going to be a pass. And they're going to roll it a forward pass, and that's a good call because it was thrown from around the 32 to the 30.
Well, Ian Worth, the defensive back on this side, almost made an interception there, really disrupted that play. He made a nice play there.
And, John, in high school football, that's a tough one when you break it down. When you're throwing that far across the field, you know, 20 to 25 yards, and you've got that much traffic, that can easily turn into a pick six.
Yeah, you really need to turn that into a fastball because that thing has to get out there quickly.
Gilstrap takes it. He's going to run it up the gut, and he is met by two white jerseys. The first one to wrap him up was number 25, Ben Burrish.
Well, football's a game won and lost in the trenches. Right now, Anwan Weathersfield is winning the battle in the trenches.
Farmers are in familiar territory, 3rd and 9. And the ball is sitting on the 24-yard line. The Farmers have negative offensive yardage in 2 possessions. Going to be a throw, and he's behind his receiver. He had him in the flat, and he misses Reed Berry on his backhand.
Yeah, I'm sure he'd like to have that pass back again because Reed Berry was wide open.
Well, at the 24-yard line, too long for a field goal, too short for a punt, so the Farmers are going to go to a no-huddle. Out of the shotgun. He's going to look to the left side, and he misses Berry again, but this time high. It's going to be a turnover on down.
Well, that was, they ran the exact same play because he was open both times, and that time it was a little high, but it was in and out of Barry's hands, I'm sure. Berry would like to have that pass back.
Do you want to summarize our 4 drives? Drive 1 by the Titans, methodical, run after run from about 5 to 10 yards, and they score, get the point after. Then 4 and out, turnover on downs, and that's where we're at, 7-0, 5:21 left in the first quarter, Titans on top.
Well, and I would really look for Anaheim Weathersfield to go back to what they did in the first drive now, Dakota, because that second drive, I was a little surprised. They got a little cutesy with it when it seemed like straightforward running was doing the trick.
This time they'll be under center, the third time we've seen that tonight. The second man through gets the ball, and he's wrapped up in the backfield. That was Bryce Elias that tries to get through for a loss.
And there was a few Farmers there. You had Cody Jepson. You had Jake Settles that I could see. And Farmington's now starting to get a little bit more push into the line of scrimmage the last couple of plays. So Anaheim Weathersfield's going to need to tighten that up. They're going to be able to run.
4:53 left in the first quarter. 7-0. If you're tuning in a little bit late, the Titans get the first drive, and they made it count. But it's been quiet ever since. They scored with 8:41, so a 3.5-minute drive. Snap goes to the quarterback with diversion as he had a man running in front of him almost at the exact time of the handoff. And now being 3rd and about 7 or 8.
Well, at that time he really didn't sell the handoff very well. Farmington didn't have to really respect that receiver that was running from the Farmers left to the Farmers right. So they were able to converge on the quarterback after a short game.
So another big down for the Farmers on defense. 3rd and 6. Friendly spot there for the Titans as they give them the fall forward at around the 27-yard line. This is going to be a run this way towards us in the booth. And he's got the first down and more, and he's hit from behind, brought down by Garcia at around the 45, flag on the play.
A little extracurricular activity after the play. You had a Farmer and a Titan that were hitting each other a little aggressively. We'll see if they call it one way or the other, maybe both ways. On that play, Dakota, I just happened to see the linebacker to this side, which would have been the person who would have been detailed to stop that run, had blitzed to the inside, so there was really nobody there. So it was a perfect call for Anaheim Weathersfield to make on that particular play.
7-0. A&W Titans on top of the Farmington Farmers in Farmington. Legal block in the back on the Titans, so it'll be 3rd down and erase that 20-yard jaunt.
Wow. Watching where the official threw that flag and what was going on, they were closer. They saw something I didn't see. But
then it was thrown.
Yeah. When the runner was well beyond where that play was going on, I'm sure the coach will want to look at that film later, and if they indeed do see a penalty, they'll have a talk with that young man.
So bring up 3rd and 7. Snap is low. Hands off to the man to his left. He goes right side, and the Farmers eat him up. He gains a few, but he's short of the first down by 2 yards.
About a yard, maybe. They really gave him a generous spot. They may punt, but I don't know. And
they're sending out the unit. The ball spotted at around the 33, pushing just on the 35-yard side of the 33, and they really need to get it to the 34.
Well, you'd guess that they are definitely punting because otherwise their offensive line would just stay out there if they're trying to get that kind of yardage.
The last time they tried to punt, it didn't go the Titans' way. The Farmers blocked it. They get penetration again, but this time it's off, and it's going to take a Titans bounce to around the 30-yard line and will be down 29. Flag comes in from behind the offensive side of the field. And let's see what this one is.
Yeah, I was watching the ball bounce. I didn't see a thing. That's the same official that threw the last flag. That'll be interesting to see. Maybe he's got a message for both teams. I'm not sure.
He's a little delayed on the flag trigger, I think. Takes time.
Yeah, he does.
So we've got a little bit of a conversation at the Farmers 40-yard line, and the punt came from the Titans 30-yard line.
They're coming to talk to Coach Vallis here to explain what's going on.
Coach Vallis, one of the cooler heads in all of Central Illinois, or high school football for that matter. They'll just say, what's going on? Get the explanation, say, okay, let's roll with it.
I don't see any official speaking to the Anawan Weathersfield coach. I still don't know what's going on.
Well, there hasn't been a signal. Here it is. Block in the back. Farmer will be declined.
Oh, there's a personal foul, too.
So two penalties, one declined, one accepted. So that'll mark the ball down to around the 15-yard line.
And that's the second personal foul the Farmers have had already. I'm sure Coach Ball is going to have a message for his players at halftime.
And did you wonder if the conversation from the official was more about what the two penalties were or the concern of the two personal fouls?
Well, in high school football, if you get two personal foul calls, you get ejected, I believe, is still the rule. So, obviously, it wasn't the same person on both penalties.
So the Farmers will be deep in their own territory. A bomb down the middle misses his intended receiver by quite a bit. And
that was Rashawn Greer-Bain, senior wide receiver for Farmington. And he was open, but Stephen Gilstrap got a little too excited and threw it too tall for Rashawn to make a catch.
And if you want to summarize what we've seen so far from the Farmers, a lot of errant throws. We've had behind the receiver and a three over the head of the intended receiver. 2:48 left in the first quarter. Out of the shotgun, Gilstrap fake handoff, rolls to the right side, pushes an Anawan Weathersfield individual for a few yards, but it's going to bring up third and long.
Well, and Farmington's going to need to learn how to run the ball and get some yards. Otherwise, Anawan Weathersfield can sit back and just wait for the pass and just have their defensive end crashing in really hard. What happened there was you had a crashing defensive end, and when Gilstrap ran to the outside, he ran right into the defensive end.
Well, if you look at the stats so far, the only rusher is Gilstrap.
Yeah, that's right.
Nobody doing anything in the backfield for the Farmers. Deep drop back, three. Titans in his way. He's going to tuck it, just take a hit, and he's going to have a flag on the play. I believe that's going to be...
That's going to be a blow to the head.
Yep. That was number 25, Ben Burris, who put a good hit on him. That's a tough one for him because all the Gilstrap was doing was bearing down for the hit.
Yeah, it didn't look like he did anything intentionally, but I can understand why the officials made the call. He did hit him in the head. It was not intentional by any stretch of the imagination, but it did happen.
Now the ball will be spotted at around the 33-yard line. I don't know where the officials wanted to spot that one out here on the numbers. 2:06 here in the first quarter. Down 7-0. It's been pretty quiet since that first drive. There's a completed pass right up the gut, and that will be a first down and a couple more.
Well, Stephen Gilstrap really stepped into that throw and was able to put a bullet right in the numbers for Reed Berry, who was able to make the reception and turn and run upfield for a few more yards. That looked like everybody was a little bit more comfortable there, maybe even frustrated, Dakota, like, okay, let's do this right.
And that was a bullet. That one had a little smoke on it on the way through. First and 10, Farmers knocking at the door midfield. This is a run right up the gut, and it's not somebody named Stephen Gilstrap.
That's Cody Jepson.
But Jepson picks up, looks like 2 yards.
There was initially a hole there, but credit the Anawan Weathersfield linebackers with coming right up and filling that hole very quickly and stopping any forward progress.
Farmers still in their own territory. They had to get to the block punt to have good field position, but had a four and out. There's a pass up the middle, completed. It'll be close to a first down. Depends on where they stop his forward progress. It looks like it's a little short.
Yeah, it looks like they'll be about half a yard short, Dakota. But that was also to Jepson. It was a fake handoff. He continued on through the play. The linebackers cleared out of the zone, and Jepson was there left by himself. Credit the quarterback was able to check down and find his receiver.
In Titans territory, third and one for the Farmers. The snap, the 46-yard line. It's going to be a run right up the gut. And the Farmers have the first down. They will spot it at around the 43-yard line. A helmet freed from Jepson.
That was Jepson's helmet. Yeah, they took that off him as he was in the pile as well.
And Coach Ballas comes out on the field saying, where's the flag on that one?
Yeah, you would think there would be something going on there. It looks like both teams are getting a little frisky inside there.
So first and 10 here for the Farmers. A conversion. The first down, have not seen that for the Farmers. This is going to be a long pass left side. He's got his man. And around the 20-yard line, takes him down to the 13. And that one's going to be a 30-yard completion.
For Sean Greer Bain, what happened is Farmington has most of their receivers to the right. Greer Bain's out here on his own. Really nothing fancy, Dakota, that just let him get past the defender. And Gilstrap lofted the ball up very well.
Got to tell you, Rashawn Greer Bain, that's just got an NFL sounding right on the back of his jersey.
It does. It does.
Out of the shotgun. Three to the right side. He's going to go right up the middle. And it was through the hands of Garcia. And he wanted to push in the back, but to no avail. So bring up second and 10 here for the purple and gold. Trying to get their first points of the night. 25 seconds left here in the first quarter. It is 7-0. The Titans on top here in Farmington. Out of the shotgun. It's going to be a fake handoff. Gilstrap takes it up the gut, but he's wrapped up by four or five Titans. First one in was number 67, John Walker, the 5'8", 215-pound.
And down here, as you said last time, Dakota, this is four-down territory unless Farmington has a kicker. And so you're third down on the 10 with, what, 7 to go for a first down. So they may be in two-down territory here.
And that will be the buzzer for the first quarter. After one, it's 7-0. Titans on top of the Farmers knocking at the door of the score. We'll be back in 60 seconds here on 107.9 WCDD.
For over 30 years, pet owners across Fulton County have entrusted the health of their animals to the friendly and knowledgeable veterinarians of Spoon River Animal Clinic. Big dogs, little dogs, white cats, black cats, horses, cattle, birds, snakes, ferrets, and even the occasional reptile, they see them all. Proudly supporting the Little Giants and Prairie Land Conference sports, Spoon River Animal Clinic is conveniently located on Route 78 North in Canton and offers a complete lineup of veterinary services and 24/7 after-hours emergency care, too. Visit them online at SpoonRiverAnimalClinic.com.
Your local community bank is Mid-America National Bank. I'm Kevin Stevenson, Business Development Officer, and we're proud to serve.
I'm Scott, Mortgage Loan Officer at Mid-America National Bank. We've been involved with community events since 1933. Our employees, stockholders, and directors are local, and we invest locally. Look around at the next game. You'll see someone with a connection to Mid-America.
Mid-America National Bank in Canton, Cuba, Lewistown, and Macomb. Visit midnetbank.com and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back, everybody, here in Farmington. Farmington Farmers knocking at the door of their first score. 12 minutes up on the clock in the second quarter. It's 7-0. Titans on top. Now the Farmers will be on the right end of your radio dial trying to score. At the gate of the Golden Wave Marching Band, trying to welcome them down there for a score. Farmers, out of the shotgun, that's Gilstrap. Looks to his right side. He's going to air this one out. And he missed everybody.
Very well defended there by number 27, Jacob Seiler, who's a senior defensive back for Anwan Weathersfield. He had Eric Higgs out there to the boundary, and Seiler was not giving him any room.
So now that'll bring up fourth and around 8. 11:54 The Farmers have been in this territory before, not this close. They are at around the 20-yard line when they could not convert. Out of the shotgun. Gilstrap's going to look right side. Finds his running back. He's got him open. He's going to run. Oh, and he misses three times and takes it into the end zone at the 5-yard line. It looked like it was over with, and he just shoots through for the touchdown from 11 yards out. The Farmers are on the board.
I cannot believe that play right there, Dakota. Cody Jepson took just a very simple swing pass, and there were three defenders from Anawan Weathersfield just waiting for him. I really don't know what happened. One of them fell down, but the other two almost looked like you tackling them. I thought you were tackling them, and no one did. And Jepson almost went in untouched when you consider there were three defenders right there. That was incredible.
So the Farmers make it 7-6, and they're going to go for the lead here. They're going to go for two. Jepson out of the shotgun, or pardon me, Gilstrap out of the shotgun. And he is wrapped up and can't do anything with it. So, 7-6 is your score on a great defensive play on the two-point conversion. 7-6 with 11:47 left here in the second quarter. We'll be back after this 60-second timeout on 107.9 WCGD.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, finances, insurance? Then let State Farm agent Tom Conklin in Farmington help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Tom and his team handling your auto, home, renters, and life insurance, you'll have more time and money for everything else. That's money Tom can help you put towards a college savings plan or your retirement. Call State Farm agent Tom Conklin today at 245-4243 or check out his website at conklinsf.com and get to a better state with State Farm.
Perkins Seed House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville is your Husqvarna Outdoor Power Equipment headquarters. Whether you need a Husqvarna chainsaw, weed trimmer, leaf blower, push, or zero-turn mower, Perkins Seed House is your only stop for incredible deals. At Perkins, you can trade in your old equipment towards your purchase of new equipment, and their service department will keep all your Husqvarna equipment in top working condition. The best deals and the best service. That's why Perkins Seed House is your Husqvarna Power Equipment headquarters. Perkins Seed House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville. Check out the deals today.
Farmers strike back, make it 7-6, and miss the two-point conversion. That's kind of the common theme from last year as well. The kickoff hits a Titan, and they fall on it on their own 45-yard line.
Well, that was almost a comic relief there. Kenny Chapman, a senior offensive and defensive lineman for the Titans, had that ball hit him in the hands, and it just paused on the top of his helmet for just a second. I'm sure his heart stopped while he was trying to find that ball, and luckily for him, he did.
Scoring drive recap brought to you by Ray Rickenaugh Country Financial, 48 West Locust in Canton. Call Ray at 647-6180 today. The Farmers wrap up around a 70-yard drive, and he plays on an 11-yard swing pass that should have ended about 6 yards. But three Titans missed the tackle, and Jepson Johnson for the first score of the Farmers 2015 season. Could be a run on the right side, and it'll be stopped around the 50-yard line for a 5-yard gain. They'll give them 6 on forward momentum.
So the tailback there on that play in started on the left side of the quarterback, and it was a design play to follow a pulling guard coming through the hole on the right side. There was a big hole that he found right there. He was able to get to the second level of defense for the Farmers, and they stopped him after a 5.5-yard gain.
Second and 5 coming up here for the Titans. They are just inside Farmers territory, going to the left end of the field. Man in motion right in front of that man who comes across the quarterback. Almost lost the ball, and the flag is going to come in. Again, that extracurricular activity, that was going to involve number 25 for the Titans again, Ben Burrish, who's already been involved in a couple of fouls.
Yeah, they might want to calm that young man down. He's a large young man. He's just a sophomore.
And they've got him lifted. 6'3", 185 pounds. 3 seems spot on. The 185 might be a little on the low side.
Yeah, he's a big young man.
But he's a lean.
Yes.
6'3". So here's a chit-chat with captain for the Farmers to figure out how they want to go about handling this. It's going to be, was that a hold?
They just called it, yeah, holding.
Okay, so the hold comes in from the secondary.
Yeah. Deep in the secondary.
And late. again. Keeping us on our toes. That's right. Second 11 coming up. Runs into his quarterback in the backfield. You knew it was only a matter of time. It's the same play. It's a man that comes in motion from the far side, and almost the same time that the ball hits the quarterback on a snap is when that man is crossing, and they ran into each other.
Well, they made it look really easy the first time, Dakota, but that is not an easy play to run, and now they're making it making that a truism there because they did not get the mesh point correct there, and the receiver made the quarterback fumble.
So third and long coming up for the Titans. They started the drive at their own 45, and now they're at their own 39.
Well, I'm watching before in warm-ups and last year, remembering Litton can throw the ball, so this is still within their ability to get a first down.
And he's going to drop back. He's got all day, and he just misses everybody short. He had an intended receiver that had his defender beat and was 3 yards into the turf in front of him.
You have to assume they're going to punt here, but they've not exactly had great outcomes when they have punted. Still think they probably will.
After this punt, we'll get you some score updates as well. Try to find as many as we possibly can. And all your in-game score updates brought to you by Edward Jones, Dave May, your Canton Edward Jones financial advisor, 205 East Locust, making sense of investing. Member SIPC. A punt, a beautiful punt to around the 20-yard line is going to take a farmer bounce and then a Titan bounce. Back to the 19-yard line, and that's where the Farmers will take over.
That was an excellent punt.
See if we can find some updates from that Elmwood game up the road. Farmers always want to keep tabs on that team. No updates from there yet. 9:54 left here in the second quarter. 7-6, Titans still on top. First drive, they made the Farmers pay on a long drive, methodical 3.5-minute drive. That's going to be a QB sneak right up the gut and gets them to the 20. Maybe we'll get a yard. Oh, no, they're going to give them a friendly spot at around the 21-yard line and gain of 2.
Maybe you got forward progress on that, but, yeah, there wasn't much there.
Second and 8 coming up for the Farmers. At the 22-yard line, 7-6 here in the second quarter with 9:25 left. Going to roll out to the right side, all kinds of purple jerseys, but they are on the wrong side of the – they weren't going to be able to set up any blocks because they are behind the receiver.
Yeah, that was a fast ball. It was just a little too fast. Reed Perry ran about a 5-yard out, and that was well in front of him.
And now the Farmers face another third down.
There's a little bit of a breeze now, Dakota. I mean, that flag's whipping a little bit.
Here in Farmington, we've got the beautiful look right down the 45-yard line. Got the windows popped out. There's a long bomb into... Hey, he's got him at the 50. That was just a foot race. He's on the open. He's got it, a touchdown for the Farmers.
That's Eric Cage.
A 79-yard bomb. And we've got
a flag, and the official speaking of the lineman back there for Farmington.
Yards, and like you said, John, Eric Kiggs catches at the 50 and has about 10 yards to set some distance, and we see some motioning to come back to the line.
That's a heartbreaker for Farmington because that was a perfectly thrown pass, and Eric Kiggs ran right underneath it. Let his speed take over, and there was no doubt he was going to score.
A holding penalty on the Farmers let the air out of this excited crowd. Finally saw some life from their passing game. That 79 yards was going to quadruple their total offense in the air. So now it'll be third long from the 13-yard line. They need to get to the 30 to convert. Out of the shotgun, looking to the same man. He's got him. And it's intercepted at around the 36-yard line, rolls to the 39. The intended receiver was
Greer Bain.
And the interception brought in, looks like number 8, Rice Humphrey grabbed it.
Well, what a turn of events. Two plays there, Dakota. You had a touchdown. All the Farmington faithful were very excited. Now, all of a sudden, Antoine Weathersfield has the ball on the other side of the 40, almost the 39-yard line of Farmington after an interception.
You can't sum it up any better than that, John. Two plays separated by 30 seconds. 79-yard touchdown or an interception. We're now there in their own territory, your own territory, knocking at the door of a score. And the crowd very quiet here in Farmington. Now the Farmers' defense just has to stand up and make their offense believe that they can come back out and score. Quick run left side just through the tackles.
Well, and they ran the tailback in motion to pull the linebacker out, and it worked. They just pulled back the ball. He found a lot of running room. He was able to get 8 or 9 yards all the way down to almost the 30.
So bring up second and two. Be directly under center this time for Litton. Two stacked up behind him. He's got two out wide to his right.
An inch to tailback is now a fullback on that play. And it looks like he got the first down, and they are motioning for the chains to move.
So the chains move with 8:19 left here in this first half. 7-6 tight on top. And, John, when we were talking in the break, everything's kind of moving in slow motion. Both sides of the ball, you know, these are two quick teams that can really make things happen offensively, but it's been a slow-paced game.
It just seems like they're just not ready to go, which, I'm sure both coaches would say, no, we're ready to go, but it just, yeah, everything just seems like it's at half speed.
And to go right side and cuts it through, and we'll get to around the 20-yard line, depends on where they spot that.
Well, now Antoine Weathersfield's getting back to what got them there to begin with. They're just running it right at Farmington, and Farmington's going to have to figure out a way to stop that. Because if you're Antoine Weathersfield, why would you go to anything else at this point? They're getting 5, 6, 7, 8 yards a clip right now.
Make sure you stick around for our halftime show brought to you by CJ's Hair and Nail Salon. 647-4711 for your appointment today. Second and three coming up here for the Titans. At the Farmers 20. This is going to be a run up the gut.
This time to the tailback. They faked it to Hintz, the fullback. Now they gave it to the Elias, who is a sophomore running back for the Titans. And he was able to get it almost to the first down. You got third, half a yard.
So two opportunities here for the Farmers to put up the iron wall, but third and short. You know, the Titans will have two cracks at getting it less than a yard.
Well, with their offensive line, I'm sure the Titans feel pretty good about their odds right now.
One wide each side, two in the back, directly under center, and hit in the backfield.
Isaiah Alvarez came like he was shot out of a gun. They did not get the first down.
And actually lose about half a yard, so now bring up fourth and a solid one. As the back end of the ball will be just touching the 20-yard line. So, as I was saying, John, that one opportunity, now they have opportunity number two to shut him down. Alvarez had a good read, jumped through and shut down. It's on the attempt. 6:21 left here in the second quarter. A breeze starting to pick up here in Farmington. Enjoyable here in the booth. Going to be a quick push and plenty for the first down.
This is a pet peeve of mine, Dakota, so everybody at home, bear with me. It drives me crazy in every level of football I see. It is illegal to push your own player forward. And yet all the time you see in quarterback sneaks, the tailback push the player forward. That happened there. That is the reason they got the first down, and nobody ever called it.
Well, and if you would ask a common spectator, very few would even say that they understand what that rule is, and you ask the officials, they'll tell you that it's a rule, but they won't call it.
I don't ever see it get called.
And it happens a lot in the Prairie Land Conference.
Yes.
Well, it happens a lot in small town football. There's a run to the left side, still on his feet, and able to pump out a few yards to around the 6-yard line. That's Litton again.
Litton looked like he should have had about a 1 or 2 yard gain, but was able to keep his feet and really maneuver through the line and get all the way down to just as it looks like the six.
Second and one coming up here for the Titans. They've slowly moved this one down the field, starting at their own right around the 50, is actually in the Farmers' 44-yard line. And now they're knocking at the door of another score. The snap is to his left, but he picks it up, and he's going to dance into the end zone from a fumbled snap and takes it 6 yards in, and the Farmers give up another 6 points.
Well, that was a busted play from the beginning, but it looked like the fumble actually helped Antoine Weathersfield. The Farmington's defenders kind of froze rather than converging on the quarterback. And he was able to almost walk into the end zone.
Makes it 13-6 with 5:10 left here in the second quarter. And bringing out the big leg there, number 7, Alex Bryan, who put it not only above the crossbar, but above the post, right down dead center. That one's up, and I believe, nope, it's good. Looked like it went left, but nope, he's got it in. Makes it 14-6. Titans on top. We'll take a 60-second timeout. Back after this timeout here on CD Country 107.9.
This sports broadcast is brought to you in part by Farm King, the family store with more for back-to-school clothing and accessories. Farm King has an excellent selection of boys and girls jeans from Lee Denim to Levi's, or choose from basic and casual pants. Farm King back-to-school clothing for kids includes shorts, tees, dresses, accessories, and pants, plus shoes from Skechers, Doc Martens, Red Wings, and Durango. Find your back-to-school clothing and more at Farm King in Monmouth, Galesburg, Canton, Burlington, Kewaunee, and Macomb. Farm King, your family store with more.
Visit your Hy-Vee store on North Main in Canton for all your one-stop grocery needs. Hy-Vee is employee-owned and open 24 hours a day for your convenience. Stop in for a hot lunch or dinner served fresh from the kitchen. Order a cake, pick up fresh seafood or USDA cut beef, or send flowers anywhere in the world from the floral department. You can also transfer all your prescriptions to their new pharmacy. Give them a call today at 647-0712 for all your needs, or stop in at 825 North Main in Canton.
Welcome back here on CD Country 107.9, Prairieland Conference action. 5:10 left here in the second quarter, 14-6. The Farmington Farmers down to the Titans. Familiar story, just like last year, the Farmers down the entire first half. Made an onslaught at the end of that first half into the third quarter and made it exciting. This game a little closer than last year's. I got to tell you that Bryan for Titan has quite the leg.
That's a weapon. I mean, you're within the 30-yard line. Looks like they could score.
There's a boot. And that will be a touchback. And that will bring it to the 20-yard line. It was touched at about the 5-yard line.
Yeah, but in high school football, I don't know, maybe in college, maybe in pros, that doesn't amount to possession. So it's okay to call that a touchback.
That's the way it goes. So, and good presence of mind there by the Farmer player to just go back, grab it, make sure everything's good to go. But the Farmers will take over the 20. And if you talk about field position in this ball game, the Titans have dominated in terms of where they've started. It's been about midfield every single time. The Farmers have had the one gift on the block punt and then the methodical drive. But again, the turning point in this game, if it stays this way, is going to be the turnover on the completion. There's a pass that is brought to around the 30-yard line. Should be enough for a first down on an 11-yard pass.
Reed Berry just on about a 10-yard little seam route. Gilstrap was able to find him for a first down. And no doubt, Dakota, going back to your previous thought, that last possession with the touchdown called back by holding and the next play being the interception has definitely been the turning point of the game so far.
I mean, you have 30 seconds that separates an enormous eruption from the crowd and dead silence from the crowd. Run by Garcia. He's eaten up in the backfield for a loss of two.
There was nothing going there for Garcia. He was met as soon as he got the ball.
Garcia,
Farmington's really going to need to figure out a way to get some positive running yards because you cannot be a one-dimensional offense and win consistently.
Second 11 coming up here for the Farmers. Down 14-6, 4:24 left in the second quarter. Gilstrap's going to air it out, and he misses everybody by about 5 yards. His intended receiver down the right side, number 23, Jacob Percy.
Gilstrap got a little bit too much air underneath that one. It hurts. He was well covered anyway.
He'll bring up third and 11. Well, I will say one thing, John, if you are the Farmer faithful, Gilstrap's arm looks solid, just not accurate.
Yeah, not yet. Definitely haven't worked the bugs out yet. This has been there's been a lot of passes that have kind of not been anywhere near the receiver.
They air this one out right up the middle, and he had his receiver at the conversion mark, but low at the shoe top, incomplete, and the Farmers are going to punt.
Farmington's really going to need to keep Antoine Weatherfield out of the end zone this time, Dakota, and it's going to be tough because they have not demonstrated an ability to stop the run.
Key part in this game right now is a big punt from the Farmers. Garcia needs to really air this one out and push the field position back deep into Titans territory. Snap is good. Punt is high. And it's picked up. It's going to be brought this way on the near sideline and will be pushed out of bounds at around the 40-yard line, probably about the 38-yard line.
Tackled by Jonas Cecil out here, and if it hadn't been for Jonas Cecil, that may have been a touchdown.
Big hit on the near sideline.
That was gutsy of him to even catch that and run. I mean, he was surrounded by Farmers. He did not fair catch it. He took off and ran.
When I was watching him, you saw the white jerseys kind of surrounded him. I expected a hand to go up or him just to step away, but nothing doing, and that turns out a benefit for the Titans. They will be at the Farmers' 37-yard line. Again, good field position with 4:03 left, so plenty of time to get more points on the board. Bullet snaps and almost rams him into the face mask. And they're going to take it out of the right side on a quick run across the face of the quarterback for around 7 or 8 yards.
The offensive line is really exerting its dominance. As I said before, Farmington's going to need to figure out how to stop this running game of Antoine Weatherfield, or it's going to be a long night for Farmington.
Don't really give him as good of a spot as I thought he would have had. It'll be second and 5 coming up here, second and 4. Looked like he was a little closer to that marker. 3:24 left. Clock continues to roll. Out of the shotgun. Long, drawn-out snap. Hits the running back, but he wasn't the one with the ball. Ball's loose, and they're going to signal that he's down.
He was down anyway. Yeah, and the quarterback, that was really a designed read where a quarterback made the defensive player make a decision. He went for the tailback. The quarterback pulled the ball out and ran upfield. You leave that player unblocked, you take your blockers downfield to hit the next level, and it worked to perfection for Antoine Weatherfield.
With 3:06 left, and an 8-point lead, and knocking at the door of another score just inside the 25-yard line, a new set of downs for the Titans. Two wide each side, one in the backfield, out of the shotgun. Litton just a step in front of the man that he hands it off to. Flag. Inch is going to be brought down to the line of scrimmage. The flag came from the near side.
You'd have to think that's a penalty on Antoine Weatherfield, but we'll find out. You think that's usually a legal block, holding, something of that sort.
One thing for this officiating crew, very methodical and making sure they've got the right call. Chit-chat with the captain for the Farmers, and they are heading the other direction. So that is going to be on the Titans. It is a hold. We'll bring up another first down. First and 15 coming up. 2:46. Well, John, I was saying that 4 minutes is plenty of time, but now backed up to the 30 and already burned a minute and a half off the clock. Well, now you're looking at it a little differently.
Well, and if you're in on Weathersfield, you really don't want to give Farmington any time because they demonstrated on that play they got called back for a holding penalty. They can score from anywhere on the field. So you don't want to, you want to score right at the end of the half.
Going to be a run to the left side. It's going to be brought down from behind. Jepson saves 6 points for the Farmers.
Very well blocked. Very well blocked. And the Elias just followed his blockers through the line from the first level to the second level. Excellent execution on the part of 8-1 Weathersfield. Farmington now is looking at 6 yards, being down two and maybe more scores, because if they get up 21-6, 15, you have to get a two-point conversion to get into the tie.
2:22 left, 8-point lead. Trying to punch this one through. Plenty of contact, and the signal is made. Touchdown for the Titans. Trying to see who that actually was that ran that through.
I believe it was Litton, quarterback.
Yep.
He kept it, didn't he?
He's the one that popped out of the bottom of the pile. That was a little bit of confusion up here. It had to be confusing down on the field. Litton gets the score. Makes it 20-6.
Well, they're about automatic after an extra point here, so you can almost just put that on the board unless something crazy happens.
The whole air out of the balloon for the Farmers. That's something that we're going to talk about in our halftime show. And throughout that second half, Farmers will have to respond. Hey, and the snap is low. Picked up by Bryant. He's going to roll it around and try to get back. And this is a couple of tackles. And John, you jinxed it.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Point after is no good, so makes it 20-6. Would be a crucial portion of the game. Up by 14. 2:09 left in the first half. We're going to take a 60-second timeout. Back with the rest of the first half here on CD Country 107.9.
Call Tim Nydick Trucking and Excavating in Astoria for all your trucking and excavation needs. 329-1332 or 224-0776. They do rock hauling, grade work, and foundations, along with trucking. Tim Nydick Trucking and Excavating is a fully insured company and offers free estimates. They haul, they do it all. Give them a call, 329-1332 or 224-0776. Tim Nydick Trucking and Excavating.
Are you dealing with pain, weakness, recovering from surgery, or just can't do the things you'd like to be able to do? Hi, I'm Adam Haynes, owner and operator of Haynes Physical Therapy in Canton. The solution to your problem may not be far away. At my clinic, you'll get a fresh perspective, professional courtesy, and compassionate service. Call today at 357-5470. Check us out on Facebook or on our website at HaynesPhysicalTherapy.com. Your best chance for recovery may begin right here. Haynes Physical Therapy, build on a solid foundation.
Welcome back, everybody, here in Farmington. The Farmington Farmers not starting the season exactly the way that they wanted to, down 20-6 with 2:09 left. They've got plenty of time to put some points on the board. A score at 5:10 and a score at 2:09 by the Titans. They brought back from just inside. Brought down to the 15-yard line. Was that the kicker that brought him down? Absolutely. Wow. Brian kicks it. Brian shuts it down. That's full service right there.
Very well covered by anyone. Farmington's just getting deeper and deeper into their own side of the field each time they get the ball. Anyone Weathersfield, that's been really good about things. Ever since that touchdown callback, nothing good's happened for Farmington, and everything good's happened for anyone Weathersfield.
So 2 minutes, 4 seconds, down by 14. Farmers would like to make that a single-digit deficit before halftime. Snap is high, hands it off. He'll go to the man to his left, through the left tackle box, a gain of around 5.
But it was nice to see Farmington run the ball there, because last year when Giltrap had a lot of success, it was because they established the run. Then you had to really respect that running back, and that gave Giltrap a lot of running room to the outside to run. So far, they have not established the running back. So even if they don't score going into halftime, they need to establish that the running game can do something.
Another run. This one follows up behind the center. The spot will be around the 30-yard line. It will be a first down for the Farmers.
As I said, this is important for Farmington. Even if they don't score, they have to show anyone by the field that they are a threat to run the ball.
A minute 28. Be interesting to see how the Farmers execute offensively here. You see maybe if they run the ball, get it to around the 50, and then just let Bill Strapp air it out three times. We're going to air it out this time. Find his man on the far sideline. That's Justin, and he's rolled out of bounds at the 40 in Titans territory.
In between the defensive layers for Antoine Weathersfield, they're playing very deep in a prevent defense. Justin just ran down like a streak. Gilstrap was able to find him on a dead sprint. He had a full head of steam, which gave him about three more yards when there was contact with the defender.
Take a 30-yard throw there to Jepson, the 30-yard to Greer Bain, and then you somewhat factor that 79-yard toss to Higgs that was taken off the board. So you're airing it out tonight if you're Gilstrap. First and 10, a minute 15 left. Clock stopped as he went out of bounds. He's going to air this one out. Throws it down the field, and he misses. The easy interception. He's catching a can of corn downfield. That's number two, Jack Lindbaum, that just whips on it.
Well, and Reed Berry, the other number two for Farmington, did not ever see that ball. He did not know it was coming his way. It ran right over his head, and Lindbaum was right there to catch it, and I think he took his eyes off it because Berry was running right towards him.
Down minute 13 left here in the first half. Down by 14, the Farmers in Titans territory at the 40-yard line out of the shotgun. And he shifts it around the 40-yard line as he runs around for about 15 yards, but gains nothing.
Defensive front four for Antoine Weathersfield had enough of that. They had a huge front push up front that made Gilstrap escape the pocket before he wanted to.
Timeout taken by the Farmers, so we'll take a quick timeout as well. Back in 30 seconds here on CD Country 107.9.